calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello. You are listening to a radio show called Strand at the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show with your host Matthew. I will be playing for you some awesome sounds from Canada and Australia for the next hour, as we do this time slot every week. And outside of that 1 hour, you have plenty of access to past shows that we've recorded if you go to our blog, ausstrandedradio.com. And I tweet as well at Ausstranded Radio, and we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Ausstranded. So, we have another of our feature interviews coming up later in the show. I recorded a whole series of interviews at the Arts Wells Music Festival in Wells, BC, one of the best festivals in the country of Canada, best summer festivals, and dare I say it, the best in BC. I met some Australian musicians up there, including Aurora Jane, somebody who I hadn't been aware of. I hadn't followed her music over the years, but I was completely blown away by a show that she played up there, and we had a chat, and I discovered she had a really deep connection to Canada, and she's been here many times, has played a lot of festivals, and she was surrounded by friends and compatriots from all the years that she's been touring for Canada. So we had a great chat, and that's going to be coming up fairly soon in the show. But we're going to kick it off with the Tragically Hip, the Canadian institution, the band that really needs no introduction to Canadian listeners, but probably to many Australian listeners they do. So, geez, where to begin with this band? They are the big Canadian rock and roll institution. They're a band out of a city called Kingston in the province of Ontario. And they were active from 1984 all the way up till last night. So they feature the really gifted lyricist and singer Gord Downie as the frontman. And the rest of the band are Paul Langlois, Rob Baker, Gord Sinclair and Johnny Fay. And so they're a very unique band in that they were started out as a bar band in Ontario and went from totally paying their dues for many years, playing in small clubs and progressing up into stadiums on the strength of a lot of very strong singles and albums. They released 14 albums, so they're an incredibly hardworking band. And there was something very unique and inspiring about Gord Downie's poetic lyrics that referenced a lot of Canadiana, Canadian place, people. So a huge number of regular Canadian people really responded to their music over the years, and they built their following on the strength of a real connection to really a large audience. And what is tragic about, the reason I'm playing their songs today is over the last number of months, the band has been embarking on a final tour because Gord Downie, the singer, announced that he has a very virulent form of cancer that's affecting him pretty severely. It's terminal brain cancer, and he announced this to all the fans, and the band decided that they would do a last tour. And they've done that, and they've just wrapped it up last night in Kingston, Ontario, and it was an enormous big event, broadcast all around Canada, people held listening parties, watching parties in bars and lounge rooms all across the country, and it brought out a lot of people. So pretty big deal. You know, it's hard. I can't remember an Australian band that have had an equivalent kind of final show. The most equivalent band would probably be Midnight Oil in terms of a band that affected such a large number of people across the range of the populace. But yeah, and I regretfully don't have a deep connection to the band's music because I didn't grow up with it. So I'm going to play for you three tracks now, which are probably by no means representative of the best songs of the Tragically Hip, or the hits. But it's just a selection, and the third track will be their latest single from their very last album, the 14th album. And the first track I'm going to play is from an album from 1991 called Road Apples. It's going to be the lead-off track for that record. And then I'm going to play for you a track from an album called In Between Evolution, which came out in 2004. And this is actually the album that connected me to the band, because I read an Australian Rolling Stone magazine review of this record, and it was well rated. I think it was like 4 out of 5 stars, and it was a pretty solid review. And I was like, oh, this is a band from Canada, you know, the place of my origin and my family. So I thought, well, I'm going to listen to it. And I really liked it, and it always stuck with me, but it's not one of their most well-known albums. So the album's In Between Evolution, and I'm going to play for you the lead-off track from that, Heaven Is a Better Place Today, which is a good example of their music because it references, I believe, an Australian hockey player who died. So here we go. This is the Tragically Hip. It's impossible for me to do justice, really, the intense love of that Canadian people have of this band. But let's get into it. We'll kick it off with a song from 1991. The album was called Road Apples, and this is a song called Little Bones. It's the lead-off track. Here it is. Tragically Hip.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
So there you have it, the Tragically Hip. The band has, they didn't officially call it a day, they didn't say this is our last show last night in Kingston, Ontario, but given that Gord Downie did announce that he has terminal brain cancer, this was billed as a big final tour, and last night in the hometown of Ontario, Kingston, Ontario, the band played an enormously long set with three encores, and it looks like it's all over for that great Canadian institution. I played for you three tracks, which are by no means representative of their hits, really. I encourage you, if you're a fan of music, if you're Australian, you like good rock and roll, dig into them, the Tragically Hip. There's a whole, you know, the myth of them is the, there's so much mythology and history behind the band, and of course, many commentators have said over the years, it's criminal that this band was not bigger in the United States. It's been said over and over and over again. So I encourage you listeners, Australian listeners, to check them out yourself. I'm thinking, what's another equivalent band of their kind of stature and longevity? Maybe Pearl Jam, in terms of having them, you know, a stable lineup over a couple of decades with very, very strong fan base. So yeah, I played for you, let's see, we played Little Bones, lead off track from the Road Apples album, 1991, and then my favorite album of theirs, In Between Evolution, which came out in 2004, we played Heaven Is a Better Place. And then the very last album was titled Man Machine Poem, came out this year, and we played for you the first single, In a World Possessed by the Human Mind. So farewell, Gord Downie, a very inspiring artist and human being. Okay, let's get into new Australian music. I'm going to play for you a band, a really hard rocker band, kind of got some great Led Zeppelin-inspired riffs. They're called King of the North, and they have an album out called Get Out of Your World. It's just been released. And I'm going to hear a track called Burn. And I was happy to see that members of the Mark of Cain were involved in this project, which really impresses me, and that's what drew me to have a listen. And then we're going to hear from a band called Hockey Dad from Australia, who I just noticed had toured and had played a show in Vancouver recently. So we definitely need to play one of their tracks, a short punchy number called Jump the Gun from an album called Baronia. And then we're going to feature the Avalanches. They are back after a long, long time in the wilderness. They have that enormous record in year 2000, Since I Left You. And then nothing happened for a long, long, long time. And they finally came out with a new record called Wildfowl this year. So we're going to play the single Frankie Sinatra. And then we're going to get into our special interview this week, Aurora Jane. You are unstranded. We'll be right back.
over there, man. Right to the left.
Where all the people there.
Watch the show. It's good.
Frank Sinatra, man.
Listeners, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. I'm your host, Matt. So, brand new Australian music, three in a row. First up, King of the North, some hard rock there with an album called Get Out of Your World. The track was called Burn. And the next up was Hockey Dad, a little fuzzed out pop rock band there from Australia who've just been touring these parts. They played Vancouver recently. The band's called Hockey Dad. The album is called Baronia, and the song is Jump the Gun. And then did you recognize that last group there? Believe it or not, that's the Avalanches. They had this monstrously big album called Since I Left You in 2000. It was a real electronic music masterpiece of samples, like put together a huge number of samples to create a pretty cutting-edge album for the time. And then they disappeared. And somehow they reformed, got together, put out Wildflower this year, and that was the single Frankie Sinatra. So now it's time for our special guest this week, Aurora Jane. So if you've been listening over the last few weeks, you would know that I went to the Arts Wells Music Festival in Wells, BC, and I brought along my voice recorder. I interviewed some really fascinating folks, including Aurora Jane. She is a funk rock artist from Australia, and she has done a lot of touring through Canada over many years. I had no idea about this. I saw her set in the Wells pub and was really blown away by her finesse and really hook Latin funk songs. And I really soaked up the vibe, and she seemed to be really surrounded by friends who knew her well, and turned out she's toured Canada a lot. So let's play you an Aurora Jane track first of all, and then we'll get straight into the interview. So this is a track called Deep End from her album Deep End. Aurora Jane from Australia, funk rock.
Nightmare that's disseminating. Boom, I look back to the wisdom of the earth, to the cycles of the moon and the miracle of birth. Nature, your nature, love alive itself. The soul falls away to spiritual wealth.
Stormy days are over, my friend. My eyes are open, the wind is whispering. I'm listening, walking to the rhythm of time. Kick off your shoes and jump in the deep end.
Ow! Ow!
All right, and this is another interview here live from Arts Wells in Wells BC. I've just met Aurora Jane for the first time. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. I'll admit straight up, I've never heard of your music before, which I feel appalled about because I do an Australian music show. There's so much good music, right, from Australia.
It's true. It's pretty good music in Canada as well.
There is.
We enjoy playing over here and haven't been for the last couple of years, but just did a nice little special set for Wells and had all of our old friends come along and sing along and had a big jam, and yeah, it's feeling pretty good.
It was a fantastic atmosphere. Like, you could feel that sense of friendship in the air, and to say that you hadn't rehearsed in a year with those people is like blowing my mind. So well, yep. Done.
Well, we just got together over here. I'm actually touring playing bass with Liz Stringer, who's an incredible artist from Melbourne. It's an honour to be on her tour, but it just so happened that my bass player from back in the day and Dan Barton were here at Wells, so we got together to do a show, and then a bunch of our other friends that also know our songs were there, and it's nice to be reunited. I think it's been a good 10 years that I've been coming over now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Geez, so across Canada, or you mean like this festival in particular?
Particularly in BC for the last few years, like from here, Robson Valley's a favourite of ours as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything from Midsummer to Arts on the Flight, we've played big time out on the island too.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of years back, but I'm spending a lot more time here lately and collaborating with more Canadian artists, and yeah, it's pretty fun.
Can you list some names of folks that...
I play bass for Miss Quincy as well, who, when she's in Australia, I'm her bass player, and Kat and I play together with her, as well as playing with Liz Stringer. There's always lots of good jams on, but I'm also a music listener these days because I've sort of stepped into more of a producer role. I work in the studio in Melbourne and occasionally do shows, but more I'm working with bands to make records these days.
And so you have a website online that we can see who, like, your projects?
Well, AuroraJane.com is up there. It may not have been updated in the recent times, but we've got 5 albums on there, so there's plenty of stuff to check out over time, but I also run a licensing company, Arrival Sounds, and look after a bunch of Aussie and Canadian artists with that. So you can look at that and see the studio that I work at in Melbourne there. It's called Sunshine Recorder. It's a beautiful spot.
Aurora, I'm so glad I met you because I'm continuing this show and I'll have lots of great music to play that obviously you can recommend. So.
Yeah, I can help you source a bunch of stuff for sure.
Thank you. We'll talk online. Someone you probably know who's been really helpful, Larissa Tandy. She's a transplant to Vancouver. I had her on the show and she gave me a list as long as your arm of Melbourne artists, and it's just so much to get through.
It's pretty crazy. There's a lot of amazing stuff around at the moment, and it's interesting. The people that come to Canada tend to stick together because it's Kat and Liz Stringer that play on Larissa's album that she just made, I think. So
yeah.
It's all kind of in the family in that regard, but Melbourne does have a particularly inspiring music scene at the moment, and there's a few acts here that I know are breaking in the States, particularly Hiatus Coyote. I'm a big fan of their stuff, and then another friend from Sydney, Nairi, who's going really well that I just find super inspiring in the soul sort of realm.
Okay. How do you spell that name?
Nairi, it's tricky one. N-G-A-I-I-R-E. And she's amazing. She just put out a record, Blastoma. She's definitely worth checking out. And yeah, Hiatus, if you haven't already seen them, they're doing crazier things than anyone I know.
Yeah. And who was that guy who played bass with you? He was off the charts. It was incredible.
That'd be Tim Bennett. Yeah, Tim's got a loyal following over here too. We started playing out here together first, and he now plays with Samson and Delilah, who are based here with Dan. And Tim's doing his solo stuff, which is fantastic. And he has his alter ego, Sade Benet, as well,
who's
a crowd favourite.
Incredibly top-notch performer and, incredible bass player and I don't know how to describe him. Just interesting character.
Yeah, he's an all-around good guy. He's got a lot of friends over here. He's from Adelaide originally, but he tours all over with a lot of bands. He also played for Rosie Burgess Trio for a number of years, who are another great act, who are friends of ours, who have done a bit of stuff through Canada and the States as well.
Well, thanks for your time, Aurora. I'm sure you've got a lot to do, relaxing or whatever you'd like to do in Arts Wells. Just one last question. I mean, how did this Canadian thing first happen? Because I've met Liz Stringer, I've met these people now who've gravitated to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there was a moment when, you know, was there a pioneer where one of you came for the first time and then you connected and...
Yeah, perhaps that'd probably be when I came over years ago and played with Ember Swift. I don't know if you're aware of her, but she had quite a successful career in Australia for about 10 years, and we met over there, and then I came and played in Amber Swift's band around about 2005 was the first visit. And then that stemmed to being invited to play with Rochelle Van Zanten and teach at her Rocker Girl camp, which I taught at sort of Calgary and Edmonton over the years. And then I met Shara and played Robson Valley, and then I brought Tim, and collectively a bunch of people have connected, you know, through coming over here and doing that. But there was a start point, and it was actually Canadians being in Australia that then invited me to come back here.
Cool. Well, it's fascinating, and it's inspired me to keep this show going after 5 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like because I haven't lived there for so long, I don't have a visceral connection to Australian music much anymore, except what I hear online or what people like you tell me. So
yeah, I think it's a great thing to be doing, because I keep coming back here because I think the community is so strong here. I think that there's incredible connections between musicians, the artists, the festival directors are very supportive, and Canadians and Australians just get along. We just got a lot in common.
I think so, yeah. Well, thank you, Aurora Jane.
My pleasure.
And we'll introduce listeners to your tunes today.
Thank you.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. So that was Our special guest for this week, Aurora Jane from Australia, a very hard-working touring musician who primarily plays in the funk rock genre. She has toured a lot through Canada over the years, and I had a chat with her at the Artswells Music Festival, one of the many festivals she's played at in Canada, and I'm sure she will continue to come back with friends. One of her friends is Tim Bennett, and he blew me away. He played bass with her band, but also he played a solo set at Artswells. Absolutely powerful performer, larger than life, a brilliantly gifted bassist, and he does a lot of looping. He uses a loop pedal, and he's hilarious. Classic Aussie larrikin, but gifted musician. Pretty cool guy. He's perfect for the festival scene, and he's done a lot of collaborating over the years, playing in various bands and touring. And I believe he only has one record of his own that he's put out, and we're going to play a track from it. It's called Crystal Water. It came out in 2014, and the song is called Dreamer that we're going to hear. And we're going to follow it up with a brand new track from the Pack AD out of Canada. They're a hard-hitting two-piece rock band, very well known. And we're going to play for you a track called Yes I Know, their latest single. This is Stranded. We'll be right back.
dream.
And we're out of time on Stranded. Those two tracks, very different. Tim Bennett with the track Dreamer from his Crystal Water album from 2014. He is a very gifted Australian musician, bassist and loop artist. I saw him at Arts Wells in BC at the festival a few weeks back. I highly recommend checking him out, especially as a live entity. And then we heard the very hard-hitting sounds of the Pack AD. They're back that great Canadian duo. They have a record out called So What, and that was a track called Yes, I Know. So, I hope you enjoy the show. You can find us online anytime, ozstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ozstranded, facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. All right. Bye for now. We'll be back next week with another featured artist that I recorded up at Arts Wells. Another great interview. So please do tune in. My name's Matt. This is Stranded. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9.